Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Brian and I have returned from Dallas, and boy, oh boy, that was an ass kicking. Commanders fans, not a happy bunch, understandably, honestly. Plenty for us to discuss.
No one should be happy, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, they were outplayed in every facet of the game. At various times, it seemed like we had a ball game on our hands, and then the defense just could not get stops.
Yep.
They give up the first touchdown, and it is way too easy. Dallas goes 5 plays, 66 yards, touchdown. Javonte Williams busts in over the right guard. Then they get the safety. Tressway makes a hell of a play. Percy Butler makes an even better play to down it at like the quarter foot line.
Yeah.
Duron makes a really good play to bring down Javonte Williams in the end zone, and you feel like, all right, momentum, right? Yep. Like, got something going here. They score. They go for two, which I didn't mind. Maybe we can talk about the two-pointer a little later. The way I looked at it is you kind of got a free possession off the safety. Being up one doesn't do you any good.
Trying to be more aggressive yesterday.
You knew you were going to have to score a bunch of points in this thing, so I wasn't mad at the two-pointer. They don't get it. Dallas, then they go back and forth a little bit, right? And just before halftime, Jaden leads a really good drive. It was a 7-play, 68-yard touchdown drive where Jaden takes it in himself on a snap that looked kind of sus. Like it looked like another where he didn't handle the snap.
That ball was moving a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
But whatever. He gets in. So it's 20-15, and there is...
It was 45 seconds.
45 seconds. So now with the dude Aubrey, the Cowboys field goal kicker, who is just such a weapon...
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of going into that thinking, all right, they're going to get three here, but then it's going to be 23-15. You're down eight. It's a one-score game. You're getting the ball. Cool.
Yeah.
4 plays, 74 yards later.
Yeah.
35 seconds, they scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that, I mean.
That was more, I think that point right there was kind of a backbreaker because the way my mindset was saying was, all right, we got a touchdown. We stop them here. We get the ball in the second half. You score again. Now you got something going on. And it did not work out that way. And I think the whole thing about it is, yes, most fans will point at one person. But you got to question the mindset of that opportunity there basically being like impressed. And when you decide to do what you do to go at the quarterback and get no pressure on them, you're normally going to have problems. Because one thing we knew from the beginning of the game, they're throwing it up. And we saw one play happen on both sides. One side they called it, the other side they didn't. Those pass interference are going to be called.
Yeah, I mean, the pass interference on Lattimore for the first touchdown, they were both grabbing each other. Like,
yeah.
Dan Quinn came to the podium last night and said, I don't want to blame this on injuries. We got beat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sit up here and complain about calls because they just got smoked.
No, I'm not complaining about the calls, but I'm just saying it is what happens. But when you are a cornerback in this league, you're going to be – they throwing the ball up on you. I watched Pat Surtain the other day. They going at him. The rules will tell any quarterback, let the damn ball go. And my question is, why don't we let more go?
Yeah.
Okay? And we can say whatever about timing, this, that, and that. Doesn't look like it's being designed to throw some deep routes. And we got guys that can run. Take the damn chance of getting the pass interference.
Sure. I mean, if you look at that last drive. Damn. This water just exploded on me. You look at that last drive before the half. Gay kicks it off to the Dallas 3. So it lands in the landing zone. Decent return from Turpin, but it's first and 10 at the Dallas 28 with 40 seconds.
Yes.
Dak gets sacked.
Yep.
They lose 7 yards. Dallas calls a timeout, but it's second and 17 at the Dallas 21 with 31 seconds before halftime.
Mm-hmm.
That is about as advantageous a spot as it gets for the defense.
Totally.
Like, honestly, you kind of think Dallas will just take a knee and take it to halftime. You already got the lead.
Why would they do that?
Lattimore, eventually we're going to open these phone lines up. Everybody's going to call and scream about Lattimore, and you're not wrong. But on that play, so Dak drops back, goes deep to Pickens. Lattimore's in position. Like, Lattimore played it pretty well. It was a perfect ball, and Pickens is a pretty damn good player.
Totally.
Made a hell of a catch. But, dude, you go from 2nd and 17, and you give up a 44-yard deep shot down the sideline. Mm-hmm. This, to me, is so indicative of what happened yesterday and the problems. 2nd and 17 at their own 21 with 31 seconds becomes 1st and 10 at the 35.
Oh, yeah.
And on the next play, where if you just think about it, they didn't call their last time out there. They only had one left.
Mm-hmm.
1st and 10 at the Dallas 35. They know they're in range for Aubrey at that
Hell
point.
Hell yeah.
They ran like a little draw.
And got, but what, 20-something mile left.
To me, they're setting up for the field goal.
Totally.
Like, the play call there is, okay, let's steal a couple points before halftime.
Yeah, but
except on the draw, you miss like 5 tackles, and he's able to go for 33 yards.
Totally. When you get that, then all of a sudden, now we got to try and score a touchdown. But the whole thing about
because you get first and goal from the two.
The tackling thing is still a problem to me. And I've said it, and I mean it. I mean it really about our team, because this team I really care about and I cover. But the whole league is like this. Nobody wants to tackle. But everyone want to complain about when somebody from the past says something about it. Hit, lay out, wrap up, hit the damn ground. I don't think a tackle is when you're standing up and somebody falls. You know, we have to find a way to get that done consistently. And the thing I said last night was that we are consistently inconsistent. We got to find a way to become consistently consistent to make some things happen.
I think, so I don't know where we are on this, right? My thought going into the Dallas game was, all right, if they're the team we think they are, if they're a playoff team, if they're a contender in the NFC, you go down to Dallas and you figure out a way to win this thing. Everybody's aware of Dallas's defensive woes. And none of that happened. Mm-hmm. So, like, we could call them consistently inconsistent. They just might not be that good. And yeah, through 7 games, it's...
But look at this, Jay. We're going to... This is what I'm... We can sit here, and I'm not going to just blame players. Everybody's involved with this, coaches too. We go into a game against a team that doesn't have a very good defense, and they look like rock stars against us. Other teams go against teams that have bad defenses, they look like they have a bad defense. We got to find something better to attack. I said it, and I'm going to keep saying it. We cannot try to do what we did when we don't have the people that we had. You got to adjust it some. And every player, this is a simple thing. Every player needs to look in the damn mirror. Every coach needs to look in the mirror and be truthful to yourself. Okay? Because as human beings, we lie to ourselves. We look in the mirror, we say, man, well, I did good. No, 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 no. I don't know many people. Deron might be able to say he did good last
night. Deron played well yesterday.
Okay? He might be able to say it. Tress might be able to say it. Most guys can't say that. And I think the ultimate thing is you got to be truthful, and also you have to be able to hold people accountable. Not, and that means I got to hold myself accountable. I'm going to tell you the truth. I want you to tell me the truth. That's what mature adults do. And it's about time they have one of those, like, come to Jesus type meetings where everybody is truthful to each other. Because what they had last year was accountability. I don't know if that is still happening this year.
Something seems off. I mean, listen, the injuries are obviously a factor. I think the way Dallas was able to stack the box in the run game, I do think there's like some direct correlation to not having Terry or Debo and really just not having a receiver.
Yeah, but they stacked the box. You got guys that can run. You have professional athletes. When they stack the box, do something and go over the top. Make them understand, oh, we're going to still try and do this stuff. But if you play into their hands when they stack the box, you're not going to have much success.
Well, it's also like at this point, we kind of get into what really matters zone, right? Like once Jaden got hurt in that game, it's like, oh, hell, what are we looking at here? Because it's one thing to go down to Dallas and get boat raced, but you live to fight another day. You got Kansas City the next week. What's going on? Then all of a sudden it's, okay, we got boat raced in Dallas, and now we don't know what's up with the quarterback. And we don't know what's up. So, like, we're going to do our best to not get speculative on that. It didn't look great. I know he gave the thumbs up, jogged off the field. I saw Jaden in the locker room after the game. He was Jaden. He was kind of doing his thing. There was some question if he was actually going to talk to the media. He ended up not talking. The Jaden injury is by far, like, the greatest unknown now.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking to Johnny Cakes Auville as he was walking out of the studio, and he was like, you know, what are the chances you think Jaden plays? What are the chances you think Terry, Jaden, and Debo all play? Like, it's hard. Right now, the injury situation is incredibly difficult, right? And you don't want to be... it's Monday. They don't play for a week. We'll learn a lot. DQ will talk today. They said Jaden's scheduled to have an MRI today. But removing the Jaden aspect of this, to me, I think there are real questions about how the roster was put together. I think that has been exacerbated by the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's real questions if the players selected, drafted, traded for have played to what has been expected. And then I think there's also real questions, particularly defensively, with these explosive pass plays, if everybody's being put in a position to succeed. Like, yeah. Either Dan Quinn last night, when he took a lot of time before he spoke to the media, but when he finally spoke to the media, he said, after a loss like that, everything's on the table. You've got to consider everything. And could that mean personnel changes, scheme changes, all of it? And he just kind of said, yes, everything's got to be on the table. What, if anything, do you think yesterday forced them to do, B?
Forced them to do it in what way?
I think there is value to being level-headed in the NFL and not reactionary.
Yeah.
But I think the way, honestly, the last month has gone, this is not reacting anymore.
That's not reacting.
We got problems.
But as he said, everything is on the table. And what I said is very similar to what he's saying. Everybody got to check themselves now. No one is in a position to think that their ish does not stink. No one is in a position to think that just because I call it, it's going to work. People have to decide and say, hey, are we doing something wrong? Can we do it a better way? Can we do it a different way? That question is for everyone. You know what I mean? When he says it, I think the thing of it is, Dan is telling you everything's on the table. We need to look at everything. Now, I'll be honest with you, they're not going to overhaul this damn team.
It's hard to do.
They can't do that.
October 20th.
You know, they chose the people. And on top of it, there are young players on this team that show you promise. But a lot of times they don't get many, many opportunities. So if they're showing you promise and they're still not getting an opportunity, how are they going to get better? How are they going to show you they can do more? They got to find a way to when you go into a season and you have a game plan, you understand and you think you know what you can get done. But once the main characters are no longer there, you have to change the script. And the young guys, when they come in, if they are not put in a position to excel or make the same type of plays that we saw them making in training camp, then that's not on them. We saw a lot of uncharacteristic things yesterday too. We saw a lot of drops. You know, we can't keep having that. But the ultimate thing is, listen, man, truth. You got to have truth and talk to yourself and talk to your teammates. And everybody got to come to a consensus that we have to do something different. I'm sick of hearing about today's football. Today's football. That's why it is. That's why that. Change today's football. Take a page out of yesterday's football and get back to it and be a little bit more hard-nosed.
Gave up 409 yards of offense. Dallas was 50% on third downs. They had some of my notes are just a dark place, but in the second quarter, they had the 3rd and 12, right? Third and 12 defensively is your advantage. And they gave up a 15-yard pass to Ferguson. I mean, you heard me talk about it. It was 2nd and 17 with 30 seconds left in the half from deep in their own territory. See, that's an advantageous position.
It's advantageous. But, like, also it comes to a point, too, where if you watch the game, every time we're that slow, because you think you have players that can make it happen. Sometimes those players are not making it happen. You call something that's designed for the player to get it, sometimes the player is not executing the play. So when I look at it, and I know people will go towards coaching and player, everybody has a hand in this damn thing. Coach Gibbs will say it all the time. I'm saying it now. Everybody had a hand in it. And everybody got to change it up. Because when they call plays and you don't execute it, not on the coordinator, but if they call a play and the people waiting on it, that might be on the coordinator.
I think you got to really wonder – both coordinators. Candy last night asked Dan Quinn, hey, you say everything's on the table to make changes. Does that include you taking over play calling duties? And DQ was like, I'm on the headset the whole time. I'm very active. I'm aware of what we're doing. I'm talking through big decisions. I don't think that's going to happen. But then he's like, but we do have to look at everything. I don't know that something is as simple as who's calling the defensive sets.
Mm-hmm.
DQ is not going to take over offensive play calling duties. You know what I mean? There's so many questions. For 2 weeks in a row, we've heard the opposing defense can't stop the run. And for 2 weeks in a row, Washington's been unable to run the ball. I mean, it was only 3 weeks ago, Bills coming back from L.A. with 150, two tutties, the rookie of the week belt, and the FedEx player of the week. Yesterday, he had 8 for 35.
Yeah.
The run game, maybe he had to get away from it because of the script. I'm sorry. Yesterday he had 13 for 33. Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 a carry. They started really well running the ball, and it just shriveled up.
Yeah, it did.
I feel like this might be a hot take. I think the best overall work they got and have gotten for the last 2 weeks at the running back position has been McNichols.
McNichols
in Blitz Pro was fantastic.
Listen,
dude,
man,
he's so good as a pass catcher.
But see, Jay, this is the thing, though. I mean, just like as coaching and players, fans don't get the right to just beg for certain people and then don't want other people in there. When other guy goes in there, start trying to switch back and forth. I mean, we've been saying McNichols and Rodriguez both are very effective. I think a rotating backfield, depending on who's on that week, is very, very perfect, very vital. But no, people don't care about that. They just want to go whatever they think and move forward. And that noise, I've said it to you. I've said it to many people. Everybody said they don't listen to outside noise. It doesn't affect them. It affects everybody involved in the building.
They listen.
Everybody hears. Sometimes, stop just coming out and saying, do this. And then when they do it, then you want to have a problem with that.
It's this is the depths, man. This is these are the bad times. And I was texting with Steve Sands this morning, and last year it did seem to like every bounce, every break went their way. They stayed very healthy. The health is a disaster. They're not getting the bounces this year. But that's life in pro sports.
You heard me say this. Not many people get health every year. If you are good one year, the next year may be a problem.
And the thing that separates, you know, over the last 5-10 years, the thing that separates Philly, Baltimore, certainly Kansas City, hell, Tampa. Tampa's won that division 5 years in a row, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency, year over year. You want to be good year over year. And you know who does that? Mm-hmm. Our friend John Leahy.
Yep, John does that. You know, a recent sale that they found out, they reached out to John, and he was thrilled to receive an offer, which was $20,000 over the asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything was smoothly, no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. Who says there are no guarantees in life? Check out John Leahy's guaranteed offer right there on the website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend, John Leahy, and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Listen, man, it's no secret that the housing market, which was red hot like the Commanders in 2024, is a little bit more like the Commanders in 2025 right now. It's a little up, a little down. If you're afraid of not being able to sell your home for top dollar anymore, check out John's VIP seller program. John has access to pre-approved buyers, and he knows how to create top demand for your home, getting you the most cash possible. He's so confident that he's going to get your house sold, he will guarantee it. Trust us. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. We got Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Thai's been joining us at 11. Going to open the phone lines after that. Phones will be open all damn afternoon. Be looking ahead here. I saw the great Earl Forsey just tweet this out. Actually, real quick, shout out to Jeff. Bought all the boys bagels this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Also, Jeff currently kind of taking his clothes off in the aquarium. It's going to be very interesting. Yo,
I am so happy that my back is to all that.
Yeah, I think you chose that side of the aisle smartly. It's going to be very interesting. We made the announcement last week or whatever that, you know, starting in November, our show is going to be simulcast on Monumental. And that means a camera in the aquarium. And it's going to get very real. Like, Jeff's got to stay in his seat, keep his clothing on. It's going to get interesting.
Yeah. You know, when cameras come around, people do more of or less of. I hope it's less of.
Jeff strikes me as a more of.
I hope it's less of.
You know it. But somebody got to stop turning the heat on this high in the station. They have to.
Yo, my hotel in Dallas needed a Rude system. They better call up Rude down in Dallas.
They need some heat because they sure had that air blow.
Well, dude, I got in. So remember, Mitch and Greg Abernathy had hotel trouble, so they had to dump their stuff in my hotel room. And Mitch is like impervious to cold weather. He came up after dinner to grab his suitcase to go to his room. And he's like, damn, dude, it's cold in here. I looked. It was set at 62. I slept with a hoodie on. And then I turned the heat up. And then at like 7 a.m. or 5 a.m., I woke up. And it was hot as hell. So then I tried to turn it back down. It was just a mess. Similar to the product we saw in the field wearing burgundy and gold, frankly.
Mm. Good transition.
The biggest question. Thank you. The biggest question for Washington is not, what do they do at corner? What do they do at wide receiver? The biggest question is, what's up with Jaden? Is he healthy?
Yeah.
I think we've got our first clue that he's not, that they're expecting him to miss some time. The look-ahead line for Commanders Chiefs was 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
KC favored by 5.5. Then last night, they pulled it off the board. There was no line because they were waiting to hear about Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Our guy, Earl Forsey, Commanders are now 9.5-point underdogs going to Kansas City next week.
Wow.
Now, maybe that has nothing to do with Jaden. That's just Vegas watching what happened yesterday and then knowing.
They watched what happened yesterday, and they saw him get hurt. So whether he's playing or not, they're going to assume that it won't be as effective as he was before.
Right. That's concerning. But, I'm curious for you because I think one side of the ball has been affected significantly by injuries, but now, you know, Debo really didn't look right Monday night against the Bears. They tried to tape him up, change it up a little bit, and he was not productive against the Bears. Then he misses yesterday's game. Terry hasn't played in a month. They didn't put him on IR. Maybe you get him back this week. Noah Brown is on IR. The receiver position is a problem. Flip side, the secondary, defensive backs.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the year, I think we all expected the DBs to be pretty damn good.
We did.
That has not been the case. Yesterday, were there some embarrassing plays? Yes. The deep shot to CeeDee Lamb where Quan and Marshawn end up running into each other in the middle of the field.
Marshawn ran into Quan.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, and I think the ultimate thing is if you play that ball properly, you separate CeeDee Lamb from the ball. He went for an interception. And going for the interception, he knocked his player off. If Quan doesn't get knocked off, CeeDee may catch the ball, but still he's tackled. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it comes to the point where I think me and Tanner was discussing this. This is no knock on nobody, but you have to make the play that's best for the team, not for you. That was trying to go for a play to make it look good for himself.
Yeah. Which position group is more concerning to you? The receivers or the secondary?
I go with secondary right now because, let's stop saying the secondary. Everybody goes after one guy. Let's be real about it.
Yeah. Anytime you saw Lattimore lined up outside.
And this is my question. If that continually happens and we don't get pressure on the quarterback, we may have to do a little than just run the scheme we're running. That's my mindset. If I'm a quarterback going into that game. I'm doing what every quarterback is doing. You're not getting pressure on me. And I can sit and pat and move around. I am going to go at the guy that has now had the pass interference calls. Because you know what? Referees look at film too. And they are, and coaches call the refs and tell them how people reaches out and does stuff. So you're going to have those things happen. I'm going to take those chances too.
He's a super handsy, physical corner, even when things are right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, you're going to take those opportunities. They don't go at all the other guys like that consistently.
I don't believe, you know, Marshawn yesterday said we were right there. We just couldn't make plays. Like the one shot to Pickens just before halftime, Lattimore was in pretty good position.
It was he was in position a lot of times. But let's be real. They're not paid to be in position. They're paid to get hands on the ball.
I do not think, one, so we're clear, there's zero chance Joe Witt is getting fired. So if you want to call in here and say fire Joe Witt, they're not going to do that. All right? Full stop. I'm not even sure they're going to bench Marshawn, B.
Listen, man, I'll say this, and shoot me if you wish. One person is not the problem on that side of the ball. So people can find – listen, it's simple for people to find one guy. One person is not the damn problem on that side of the ball.
All right.
One play didn't lose that game.
No. Certainly not. Simple question for you. Offensively, you're so beat up. Do you feel like they had the right plan of attack for a team that was down all of its like dynamic pass catching options? Ertz has great hands, is really good in the red zone. He's not necessarily a dynamic player at this stage of his career. Luke and Jalen have shown flashes, but there's just not enough to know what those guys are. Robbie Chosen showed some speed. I'm not mad at Robbie Chosen from yesterday. I'm curious.
But
Dan Quinn yesterday was like, if I knew what to change, I would change it. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I'm curious what we think.
But the thing of it is this.
Hold on. Jay. Answer it when we return. I'm going to stay on time, sort of. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley. Before we go, though, man, let's hope your garage door is not performing like the Washington Commanders. But if it is, you better call Door Pro America. The folks at Door Pro America, B and I landed last night late. I got home about 2:15 a.m. You'll be shocked to know I had no keys because I came from basketball game. I took an Uber to the airport. But you know what I had? The MyQ app. I was able to get into my house through the garage, came up through the basement, didn't wake anybody up because my new garage door is silent. That's what the folks at Door Pro America did for me and my family. The new garage door, it runs smooth, really bumped up the curb appeal of our house, just looks great. But Door Pro America doesn't just do new garage doors. They've been serving the DMV for over 50 years, and they can handle it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installs like I got, or if you need a new garage door, hit them up. Give them a call. Ask if you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including maintenance. Keep everything on track. And if you call right now, you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or you can hit them up online at doorproamerica.com. Be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Do it defensively. I think the defensive conversation is going to be a lot longer because defensively, it's not a ton of injury. Injuries are not the blame for the offensive problems, but injuries are a factor. Defensively, that's just not nearly as similar. Granted, no Dietrich Wise. We got to see him yesterday. That was the first time I had seen him.
Yeah,
he's such a class act. Just talking to him briefly. Totally. But offensively, knowing you don't have Terry, knowing you don't have Debo, Noah, do you think they had the right approach last night? Considering, now Dallas did stack the box on him, but like Dallas's run defense had been awful. They ran the ball well early,
yeah,
and then it just fell apart.
I just think you have to adjust as the game goes on. And if a team has come up with a game plan, listen, going into that game, we expected them to run a lot of zone. They ran 47% man. They completely did opposite of what they normally do. So if they're doing opposite of what they normally do, I would think that the game plan, we came into it to attack what they do. They're not doing what they do consistently. We have to make that adjustment. And I said this, and I'm going to say it over and over again. Nothing is written in any damn book that say you can't make adjustments till halftime or later. You can make adjustments after the first damn series. You can make adjustments at any point of the game you want. We have to learn how to do that. I don't think we made the adjustments. Now, I look at the game. I watch stuff. I don't know what nobody's game plan is. I don't know what their calls are. I know if I see you doing something in the first quarter and you're still doing it in the second quarter, I know adjustments not made.
Well, I mean, to that point, so Brian Schottenheimer talked yesterday about playing more man. He said, this was a team we wanted to play man-to-man against. There were numbers and analytics that said that was the right way to play these guys. I think the numbers in the analytics might be named Debo and Terry because they weren't playing. And when you have the collection of receivers, they had four active receivers yesterday, and there's nobody that keeps a D coordinator up at night among those four. They played almost 50% of man coverage yesterday.
True.
And, dude, I was talking with enough Dallas people that they were saying it might be helping the Cowboys to not have Diggs out there because he had been a real liability this year. I thought Deron Bland was everywhere yesterday.
He was
helping him run coverage.
But see, this is the thing, Jay. Normally, if you play, like last year when you played man against us and that O-line was blocking, Jaden hurt you. They played man. And I don't think our O-line blocked as well as they did last year. See, their consistency last year when they got on their run was far better than what it is this year right now. And I think that right there is a part of the problem. If a team can play man and rush four and just five and get pressure, you got problems. That has to be adjusted. You know, Cosby came back yesterday. Is that communication down right now? Down pat. May not be. It may take a game or so. But the ultimate thing is, football is all about adjustments and matchups, brother. And if you don't make the adjustments and have the proper matchups, it's going to be a problem for you.
The Cowboys adjusted pretty well yesterday. They offensively saw a team that was struggling and decided, we're going to attack them. We're going to play a bunch of man. And
what one thing I hear, and I love sitting, me and Tanner sitting there talking, and also when I talk with London. And
so I said something. So you and Tanner, I when I saw you at halftime, I was shocked you were in the press box because I was shocked. I just figured you were somewhere else because I didn't think you'd be able to not yell. Because I know that's one of the things you don't love about sitting in the press boxes. People don't realize this. Press boxes are largely silent.
We talk. That's why I sit next to him. But I have an opportunity to talk to London, Tanner, Logan, on a consistent basis. You know, we've seen enough football. It's enough experience in that situation. And not saying we know everything. But we are looking for stuff. And something I might not catch, they catch. Something they may not catch, I catch.
Right.
So when you're looking at it, I get less mad. I get more annoyed and irritated by certain things. You know what I mean? First of all, I'm not a typical fan. I don't get personal about stuff too much on the football field. I get pissed off about people not doing the ordinary thing that they should be doing. And that goes for players and coaches. You know what I mean? But the thing of it is, I understand those things are being discussed. Those things are being worked on. So either the player brings it to the field or the coach got to make sure he does it or he's not on the field. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the things, everything, every fan, everything y'all say, believe me, it's being discussed. Nobody is going out on the field to purposely not play well. But if you can't consistently just go through the routines and the proper fundamentals that you're supposed to be doing on a consistent basis, it's going to look like you don't even much pay attention in practice. This is all it is. You know, and when things get rough and things get stressful, those who know can still adjust and play. Those who are not on top of it, they get a little panicky, and it don't look good for them.
I mean, panicky, and it certainly didn't look good. It's correct from yesterday. I want to read some of these Brian Schottenheimer quotes from yesterday, specifically this one on CeeDee Lamb's 74-yard touchdown. We caught them on a quick count. They were trying to get to a tricky two, and it wasn't even the route CeeDee was supposed to run. But just the way the coverage played out, we call it mailbox. He stuck his hand up and Dak found him, and then they, Lattimore and Kwan, ran into each other.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You can see he put his hand, when he got to be about 10 yards, 12 yards down the field, he put his hand up and took off running across. I still say, if you play the way you're supposed to play that, he doesn't go into the end zone. He may still catch the ball, but he's not walking into the end zone going backwards, dancing with with Pickens. He would have been tackled, or you separate his ass from the football. Right there, you could have made him think twice about, oh, should I have come back? He could have got split in half right there instead of going for that interception and then knocking off your guy.
Totally. Just a disastrous performance for Washington in Dallas. Joe Theismann joins us next. We're going to open these phone lines up at 11:30. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.